I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials from both Russia and Ukraine dispute who occupies Ukraine's eastern city of Bakhmut. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russia claims it's won control of Bakhmut after a grinding nine-month conflict in which tens of thousands of fighters died. But top Ukrainian military leaders say the battle's not over. Ukrainian officials acknowledge they now control only a small part of the city, but say their fighters' presence has played a key role in their strategy of exhausting the Russian military. And they say their current positions in surrounding areas will let them strike back inside Bakhmut, while Ukrainian forces are making significant advances just outside the 400-year-old city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are scheduled to speak again on the debt ceiling this Monday.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did have a productive call with President Biden as the president was returning from the G7 summit in Japan, where he had to reassure world leaders.
Default is not an option.
Biden says despite GOP complaints, he has compromised and introduced ideas to raise revenue.
Much of what they've already proposed is simply quite frankly, unacceptable.
But conservative Republicans like Congressman Jody Arrington, who spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says
we've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it looks like the debt limit will be reached somewhere around June 1st.
It's not an acceptable situation for us to be unable to pay our bills.
She spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
The United States has signed a new security pact with Papua New Guinea as the U.S. continues to jostle with China for influence in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea is strategically located, and its nearly 10 million people are the most among Pacific island nations. This is VOA News. A stampede by soccer fans at a quarterfinals legal match in El Salvador has left at least a dozen dead, many more injured. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reporting.
The crush happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match when fans in the stands waving frantically began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Mauricio Arizachicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saudi Arabia's first astronauts in decades are headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million-dollar flight. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut on Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American and a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Texas company that arranged the trip. Their capsule should reach the space station Monday morning. They'll spend just over a week there before splashing down off the Florida coast. Axiom Space, which organized the flight, won't say how much the tickets cost. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in Serbia Friday for a third time in a month in protests following two mass shootings, even as government officials in the Balkan country rejected opposition criticism of the way they handled the crisis. The protesters are demanding the resignations of the two senior ministers and the revocation of broadcasting licenses for two networks, which they say promote violence and glorify crime figures. The autocratic president, Aleksandar Vučić, held a separate rally in the northern town where he accused his political opponents of trying to take power through violence. The two shootings on May 3rd and 4th, which left 18 people dead, stunned the nation altogether. At a high school in rural northern South Africa, more than 300 students and a teacher share three toilets, and the woefully lopsided figure again tells of the situation there. Even worse, the three toilets are pit latrines, effectively 10 feet deep holes, and ground covered by brick structures and basic toilet seats.